Hello, folks. This is your boy B. Meads,
Chef Rockport,
Hen Rocks,
and Philly Cheese.
And we are the Coffee Squad.
The Coffee Squad. That's right. We are here to bring you all of your coffee related business,
as well as the unrelated, because hey, this is a podcast.
Yes, sir. We have joined the cast of pods here on our show, Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Clink it.
Seth, were you scared? Were you scared? Clink me, man.
A little bit. I was scared.
But yes, once again, folks, we have a special guest, Seth.
Well, our cameraman.
Yeah,
that's right.
Seth, cameraman.
That's right. If you guys are familiar, if you've been a faithful listener, for our first session, we brought about our very, very special cameraman, our token Viking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We decided to bring him back on here. We have other returners, of course, myself, Chef Rockport. We have B-Meads, mm-hmm. and Rocks, and Philly Cheese once again, my man here with all of our health knowledge, like last time. This program, we have something very special, as usual. We really wanted to talk about the combo of our favorite caffeinated fruit seed, along with another American favorite. Well, it's international favorite, but I'm talking about the ice cream / gelato category. Yeah. But first, let's talk about the bean that we have tonight. B-Meads.
Well, we're just sipping on Black and Bold. It's a Black-owned specialty coffee. This particular brand, Black and Bold, it's from Limu, Ethiopia. And the roast is light. It's got notes of chocolate, blueberry, and honey. And we're also sipping on Blue Moons, iced coffee blondes. So we got like a lot of, you know what I'm saying, different coffee blends and different beverages going on as far as our coffee selections for tonight.
I will say my palate is pleased right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Blue Moon, I'm liking this thing here. So it's the iced coffee blonde flavor. You know, typically you get the coffee flavored beers in the light category. It's going to be vanilla coffee blonde, but they decided to just keep it plain coffee, which I'm not mad about. I'm not mad about.
I was a little skeptical at first, but it's now growing on me.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Seth, what are you thinking about this one?
So far, I've just had it. Oh, the Blue Moon.
Yes, sir.
I think it's good. It's nice. It's a nice taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not rich in alcohol flavoring or anything. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I agree. It's got like a little balance of coffee and beer.
Yeah. And surprisingly, Blue Moon actually uses a nice decaf for their iced coffee.
Yes.
Iced coffee blonde. It's decaf coffee in it.
That was quite the conversation last session. We got on the decaf train. We talked about that. Folks, if you've never had decaf before, it's basically coffee that has about 97% or more of the caffeine removed from it. So you get I put in air quotes, all your taste and none of the jitters. But we kind of felt like some of that taste was zapped on out of there. So we're waiting to hear from some of you coffee roasters out there to see if you can provide us something to change our minds.
You want the challenge.
That's right.
I'm willing to taste it.
We're still waiting.
Send it to me. I want to know. Yeah. If you got some decaf that'll blow my socks off, pause all that. But I want to taste it because, I don't always want to be zeamed up off of, you know, the caffeine and coffee. Sometimes I want to mellow out and still get my flavor. Yeah. All right. So what is on our main agenda for tonight, Mr. Rockport, a.k.a. Robusta Cop?
That's sticking. Robusta Cop. Well, so we have someone here who is a bit of an expert amongst us. Who is it, you say?
Who?
None other than our man, Hen Rocks. Everybody, I want to tell you something. Hen Rocks here, he's quite the dabbler in floats, I hear. Yeah.
I'll let him tell that story.
Well, are we talking about recent, or should we just go ahead and give everybody a laugh and get the history?
How about this? How about we start with a list of some of the floats you've had, and then we'll take down a story or two
So, a list of some of the floats that I've had. Well, I might as well give you the story of my silly young behind wanted to see as many combinations as I can mix with ice cream. That would be great. So, a lot of these floats are going to be garbage. There's a lot of wasted vanilla ice cream. Gallons and gallons. Well, I ain't going to say gallons, but lots of wasted vanilla ice cream. I just got poured down the drain because
That's a crime.
It wasn't working. Would you eat a float that had lemon tea in it?
You know, I'd try it.
Don't know how far that goes. See, exactly. Down the drain. Especially not when you're making it and you're like 9 years old. No, yeah. As kids, you're wanting the sweet, not the citrus. What is it? No, down the drain. But like I said, I would make combinations and just see like the most interesting things. Because, I mean, in my head, I'm like, look, it's not always going to be soda in the house. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, within sodas, I mean, I was making Cheerwine floats before those even became popular. And, various crush sodas.
Absolutely.
And then outside of sodas, you know, you got, like I said, lemon tea. I used peppermint tea, which is actually banging.
Really?
Yeah.
Peppermint tea and vanilla ice cream. Okay.
And then my brave self decided to venture off and use cherry vanilla ice cream down the drain.
What?
Down the drain. Yeah. The sweet maraschino cherries that were in there mixing with it did not mix well with the mint. No.
It took me a long time to like cherries at all.
Yeah.
I started to find that I like the cherry, like just plain fruit cherry. Mm-hmm. I like that better. And then later on, I like maraschino.
Yeah.
Because it was just something about that. I don't know what flavor that's supposed to be. I mean, we identified as cherry, but is that cherry?
Right. It's like it's a little twang or something. It's like, yeah. But yeah, I also ventured off into Kool-Aids. And as you can hear from my brother.
Just over here cringing. Because he got to witness all that.
And could never keep no ice cream in the house because this dude over here experiment. Where all the ice cream at? Henry. That's his name, folks. Henry over here making floats out of
grape Kool-Aid.
Mountain berry. You know Kool-Aid. It ain't going to be good, but he just got to try it.
He said the mountain berry.
Wait, I got one question. How many butt whoopings did y'all get?
Absolutely zero from wasting all that ice cream.
What? Now,
yelled at? Oh, yeah, no, all the time.
Well, I'd have whooped you every day for wasting all the ice cream from 2 weeks ago.
He didn't get whooped because he didn't get caught.
The trade secret.
Well, I got caught when it was missing out the freezer. When it was missing out the freezer and ain't no more Hawaiian.
I'm waiting for him to get to my favorite one.
Keep going. What was the favorite one? What's your favorite one? I don't
know. Yams.
Yeah. I'll make a float. Ooh, yeah, I'll make a float of that. What kind of sweet potato you mess with? Ice cream.
Nah.
You got liquefied?
My brother decided to do one. I think I tried it. And I was like,
yeah, it's all right.
It's still, I mean, the texture was all wrong, though. Sunny D light.
Oh, yeah. No.
Sunny D float. This man over here came up with the Sunny D float. The taste was not bad, but the texture was all bad.
The taste was there, and the texture was it was Sunny F float because it didn't even get a passing grade. Ooh. For the taste.
You probably looked like a loogie sitting there swirling around. I could picture that.
And then me and my brother would play video games and stuff. So of course we're not like, you know, eating it and stuff. You know, we eat a little bit, we'll play probably about 3 or 4 minutes, eat a little bit more. So, you know, it's just sitting there. It's like, I think it's curdling. Like,
So now you're eating your float, even though it's already melted.
It's Sunny D cottage cheese. That's what it looked like. It was like,
it's a citrusy ricotta.
There you go. So down the drain for what we didn't eat. Cause it looked pretty gross if you let it sit there.
I bet.
Yeah.
But like I said, the list of the most interesting ones, the peppermint tea, that's definitely way up there. One of the Hawaiian punches was up there. it was like the lemon berry squeeze. And right when I said I don't like the lemon, but I guess it was like the lemon tea was what made that one fail.
Yeah. Of course, root beer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Those all the classic root beer is a classic.
Sprite.
Yeah, I did do Sprite. I did do that.
Did you do ginger ale?
No, because I was not a fan of ginger ale until like my teenage years.
Well, I think we should try that. A ginger beer float.
Yeah. I'm willing to do that.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm willing to do that.
Yeah, the root beer float's been around for a long time. I remember reading up. It's been around since like the mid-1800s, like 1860 something or 1870. And it was back in the days with it was like the soda shops, and they had the soda jerks.
Yeah.
And they had like all the different flavored syrups and stuff like that. And so
basically kind of shifted that into like pharmacies and stuff too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So that's when the first root beer float came around. Was like, if I had to shoot for a year, I'd say something I'm not going to guess right now. Right. Well, yeah, hold your breath.
I definitely wanted to say this while we were still on the subject of floats. The best float I ever had, vanilla ice cream and this drink that, because we're from Kentucky.
This drink. Folks, I'd like to point out that B-Means is wearing a Louisville Cardinals. Yes, we are.
So a popular soda was a red cream soda called Big Red.
Big Red. Boy, they had it when I was in Texas. Yeah, same thing, Big Red.
That made a killer float.
Yeah, I agree.
And as a kid, oh my God, that you bring that in the house, and yeah, that it's not going to last 2-3 days.
What is they sell it in like a 5-liter container.
And once again, it will not last. Boys over here experimenting with floats.
Yeah.
That Big Red ain't gonna last. You better get us 15 liters.
Good Lord. Big Red, man. I remember as a kid, I was really offended because I loved Big Red so much. And then when we buy Big Red at the grocery store, get in line, and, you know, they have the impulse buy section, right? And so I would see the gum, Big Red, and I turned into a hate rally conductor. And I'm just like, Big Red? That ain't the right Big Red. No, this. And my mom be like, shh, 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 shh. I can hear you.
We're in a store.
I don't care. This Big Red over here, that's the wrong Big Red. This one say fire on it. I don't want fiery Big Red. I want the cream soda kind, Mom.
Yeah, that was floats. This dude was the float maestro.
I'm glad I had a lot of those failed experiments.
Yeah, listen, I one time I had this float I made. It was it was an alcoholic float. I used Not Your Father's root beer. And then I had this it was, you know how they have tons of butter pecan ice cream. I had it was like a butter walnut. And that was amazing. It was like really sweet though, because Not Your Father's is pretty syrupy.
Yeah. That's
You don't need testing strips to get through two bottles.
But it was pretty good.
As Philly cheese would say, gotta slow up on that. Right. Feet will be fat.
But yeah, whenever we try the ginger beer float, I also will want to try it with the hard scoop. Alcoholic ice cream.
Oh, yes. Have you ever had that?
No. I've had the vanilla, but not in like any kind of float form.
Yeah, I've been looking at that for a while, and they actually have a fair amount of flavors.
Yeah, they're actually dabbling into sorbets now. Ooh. And peach and strawberry is their first two flavors.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we can make our own ice cream, too.
Of course. This is true.
Yes.
Of course. As the coffee squad. We'll be making lots of desserts, as well as other dishes.
Absolutely. So,
speaking of desserts, coffee and ice cream, the avocado.
Yeah,
that's
coffee float.
That's exactly what it is.
Espresso.
Philly, what did you think about it?
You know, knowing that low sugar and low carb. It was sweet. Pretty sweet. It was good. That's about all I got to say.
That's all that matters.
I'm feeling the beer right now. Yeah. My fingers and my face, my teeth are numb right now. I'm feeling it.
He's a cheap date now. The keto's made him into a cheap date.
Yeah, it's hitting me hard right now.
Yeah, so we made a couple affogatos. I put the mocha pot onto the stove. Obviously, we're a fan of mocha pot. That is the name of our show. It's the Italian espresso maker. It's all through percolation. There you go. Yeah, it's a percolator.
And it's potent.
It is potent. So a traditional affogato is espresso, and they make it nice and foamy, and then they pour it over gelato. So it is just like the mocha pot from Italy, the affogato. That's why it has the Italian name.
Right? You got to like enjoy it with your pinky up.
It's an affogato. But just like a lot of coffee-related things, you know, Italy, they have a lot of the process down. I don't know if they can grow beans there, but you know what they do well, you mm-hmm. know. So what we did is we took the Black and Bold we mentioned earlier. Black and Bold is actually from Des Moines, Iowa. That's where their main operating center is. I think they have some other distribution centers, but they do distribute mainly through Target as well. So folks, if you're listening, please don't be afraid to go to your local store and try some of this Black and Bold. It is available to you. It is some quality bean. I have to admit that. And one thing I really do like is that they donate 5% of their profits to homeless youth. You know, so they're out there on the ground floor trying to do what they can through something that they love. So, you know, it's always nice when people give back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So after stroking, there you go. Back to the affogato.
So make sure it's the ego is the only thing you stroke.
I got
some good notes, man. We had used the coffee. We used the coffee ice cream. It was a Colombian coffee ice cream.
Yep, Colombian coffee ice cream.
And with the Black and Bold on top of that, and the hints of blueberry and honey, I definitely got all of that. Blueberry muffin smacking me all up in my face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, brewing it, you could definitely smell blueberry. That was kind of like the main feature I got from it. So it's pretty good. So like B-Meat said, we went with a Colombian coffee ice cream. Traditionally, affogato is served with gelato, which has been around for a long time as well, since the 1600s, I guess, is like the earliest date of gelato. Kind of same around the same time that coffee was brought to Italy, somewhere around there, you know. We had a little gymnast jump into a Philly cheese's cup and make a splash.
It was a raspberry.
Raspberry.
A dingleberry.
Nope.
No, thank you. So what do y'all think about gelato? Have you had any?
Yes. Gelato is it's pretty tasty. Here's my thing about ice cream, though, because this is starting getting into a whole other thing. With ice cream, I need something crunchy in my ice cream, man. You know?
Nice texture change.
I do. Yeah. Like, you know, the cookies and cream, mm-hmm. the buttered walnut. A black walnut, anything that has like, you know, pecans or whatever in there that can give it a little bit of a crunch. Because if it's just straight ice cream, I get a little bored.
Well,
I get bored fast.
On top of that, if you guys don't know, B-Meats has a texture thing. Mm-hmm. So if you present him with a bowl of yogurt, maybe
and it's not Greek yogurt with the granola in it. No, yeah, I'm gonna be like,
you see how immediately he's like, no, it's gotta have some minute.
what else is there?
No custard, folks. Pudding. No custard, no puddings. Ooh. I don't want to bite into no donut and have nothing squirting in my mouth. None of that. You know what I'm saying? Nope.
So it makes sense that you would need some kind of crunch in your ice cream. Not that I'm against it. You know, I love a bunch of stuff in there. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's is amazing for just putting a whole dumpster full of stuff in there. I love it.
I don't want to know what flavor you got. I mean, it's got dusty juices.
It doesn't have to be a kitchen sink type of situation.
Yeah.
It's just that if I go through an entire bowl, pint, whatever, of ice cream that's just plain and there's no switch up, it gets a little boring to my palate.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's always been for me. So if I get one spoonful of ice cream and there ain't nothing in it, I'm good. But my next spoonful, I need a cookie, a graham cracker, or
you can
almond or something.
A steak.
Exactly. Smashed potato, wild garlic,
yams.
Right. but you need salt. Oh, yeah. A nice, fried nice change up's good. Eagle.
They give me no powers.
They give me no nutrients.
So, I mean, you could just add your own stuff. You know, they do provide you with, like, you could buy a bottle of Jimmy's and put that on there.
Pause. What is that?
I was afraid I was the only one who didn't know.
It's, no. It's some old timey term for sprinkles. Apparently, a Thai. I don't know this.
Who named that after a human?
Here's the thing. I haven't fact checked this. Don't quote me on this. But okay. What I heard was that it refers back to some old racial slur because they talk about the Jimmy. You know, the term code of the slaves. Whole thing. Yeah, that's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not. But what that has to do with sprinkles. I have no
color.
I think maybe it's the black sprinkles. Maybe.
How many black sprinkles are you in?
I really don't know.
I don't know about that.
Call
them sprinkles. I don't mind putting a little sprinkle dankle on them.
Sprinkle dankle.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you can Jimmy, I ain't putting no Jimmies.
You gonna put no nuts on there?
I ain't putting no Billies on there either. No Billies, no Jimmies, no Double Dragons, no Abobos.
No Dunkins?
No
Dunkins? No tapioca balls?
No.
wait, man. The boba, man. That's a different time.
We're going to save that for another
We'll
time.
Talk about boba some other time. Boba. Let's not get off track here.
Sorry.
But the crunch, man, just add your own crunch. You mad at ice cream, just add your own crunch.
It's Teddy Grahams crunch.
Hey, this man said Teddy Grahams.
Ooh, Grahams.
Okay, all right.
Grahams.
Teddy Graham for me.
Dum dum did I?
Okay, all right. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's this iced coffee blonde is making this an extra fun episode.
I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
As long as ain't no Jimmy involved.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were on to gelato.
Yes.
Philly, have you ever tried gelato?
No.
No. Viking, have you ever tried gelato?
I sure have. I used to go to the local gelato shop in downtown Matthews area?
Matthews, North Carolina. Yes.
Yep. And it was a nice place. It was all their gelatos are like vegan, GMO free, all the good stuff you can say.
Yeah, free of vegans, man. I like that.
Yeah, free of vegans. No vegans in them.
No Jimmies.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So can you tell the difference between gelato and plain, like what we know as ice cream?
I would say it's a little smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Gelato is a little bit smoother, easier. It's not like because when you go into ice cream, there's a little resistance, resistance. Yeah. You don't really get that with gelato. It's more it's more smooth.
Yeah. I think a lot of times when we get ice cream, it's kind of just like cream with ingredients mixed together, and it's it works well. But I think gelato is actually they make like a custard, and then freeze it. You know, like we get frozen custard, and Once again, I need to do my research, but I feel like frozen custard and gelato are probably like close to the same thing. Yeah. I don't know.
I would agree.
I don't know.
They in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
Maybe first base, second base.
Yeah.
A difference.
Someone's a pitcher.
But they in the same. They not on the same mound.
Someone else is a catcher.
Yeah. Jimmy's mm-hmm. The Jimmy's are the catcher.
Okay. Well, who's that bat?
Wait, with
the spoon.
I'm about to say, wouldn't that? Yeah, there you go. I'm about to say, wouldn't that bat be on the other team? So yeah, spoon.
I think that gelato place instead of like any milk or cream, they use coconut water instead.
Oh. Well, yeah, that would be vegan friendly. So yeah, the place that you describe is not traditional gelato. Maybe they have traditional gelato, but that is not it. Oh. I mean, it probably tastes good, I'm sure.
I like it.
Bro, remember that one time that we tried the avocado ice cream?
Oh.
Yes.
Phil, you had that?
Nah, but it sounds good,
though. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Would you be willing to try that?
I am, too.
It was cool to try. I'll leave it at that. You know, it was missing some components. But honestly, if you're someone who you're kind of cornered into, you know, your options are limited, just due to your diet, your lifestyle, or whatever it is that you have, it's a great option.
Yeah, it sounds right up my alley.
Yeah, yeah, man, give it a try. I mean, because they got up in his alley. Yeah. So
as long as Jimmy ain't up in his alley, you're good.
You're good. Yeah, they going up Main Street.
After this beer, you better put a Jimmy on.
So they have banana ice cream.
Nah, yeah, you which
Listen. I'm just listing things that they have. Know me. I'm anti banana.
Yeah, I'm anti artificial banana.
I'm anti all banana. Listen, if I had a box of Runts, you could tell where I was at because there'd be a trail of banana Runts behind me.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Don't want that.
I will not do it. I will not eat banana. I have kids, and you know one of the greatest things that kids can eat?
Banana Runts.
Bananas. No, well, banana Runts probably taste good to them. I was talking about for them, but yeah, bananas. It's like one of the greatest things you can give a kid. And I gag every time I'm trying to be a good dad and relate with bananas. I can't do it, man. Just cracking the thing open. I'm like, I need to put a mask on or something.
Is there some deep, dark secret behind you in bananas?
Mm-mm. The smell haunts me. So maybe. I don't know. It's not even the sight of the banana. Someone can be on the other side of the room and start eating a banana, and I'm just like, who's eating a banana?
Right.
Why does this sound like something I've watched before?
I mean, it's kind of like me and pears.
Pears are gritty.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to find the right pear.
Am I the only one that doesn't have a thing against a fruit?
Oh, I don't have anything against any fruit. But pears will be at the bottom.
Okay.
Mm-mm. They gritty, man. If I'm going to eat grits, I'm going to just eat grits. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't like pears like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
One pear or two pear?
As long as a Jimmy ain't involved. I ain't worried about that.
Yeah.
But I will ask you this, Philly. Do you have anything before we wrap this thing up that you want to say to the peoples?
Don't trip. Just take a sip. That's about it.
Him Rocks, you got anything you want to say?
No, I already put my life story out there. My, you know, float experimentations and stuff.
Yes,
so,
thank you for that.
Which, by the way, if y'all want to give those a try, just run the episode back and get the recipes, just two ingredients.
Do that. Don't waste that.
Gelato is better than avocado. Ice cream.
I said that. I'm gonna have
to fight you on that.
Philly, throw
Rockport, anything you want to say?
Yeah, man. If you run out of milk for your Cheerios, turn to Beerios.
Well,
I would like to say to y'all, don't procrastinate. Caffeinate. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You can find us, the Coffee Squad, on YouTube. 3E's, COFFEEE Squad. You can find us on Instagram at @TheCoffeeSquad_. You can find us on Twitter at @TheCoffeeSquad. YouTube. Did I do YouTube already?
Yeah.
Facebook. Obviously, I was going around in a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's why you don't want Beerios. and Facebook, same thing. Coffee Squad, 3 E's. Make sure you get the 3 E's in there. And you'll find us. If you don't get the COFFEEE, if you just put 2 E's, then you're going to get up like 15, 16 different coffee squads out there.
One.
And it won't be us. Here at Mocha Pot Thoughts.
Making y'all laugh.
My coffee cup is empty, and I need some more of that black and bold up in there. You know
what I'm
saying? Get some of the chocolate and the blueberry and the honey notes.
Yeah.
So, get some Betty Crocker action.
Let's crank up that Mocha Pot again.
Yeah. Hey, crank it up.
Clink it.
get this apple cider vinegar in me, man.
For them good.
Yeah, well, I feel it. I'm gonna have to do the James Brown in a second. Be on your toilet, blowing it up.